you're tuned in to Steve Megatron on Altered Geek.
Hello, and welcome to Altered Geek. I'm your host, Steve Megatron Phillips. This episode, I'll be flying solo. However, Mike the Birdman Dodd will be back next week for a couple of loaded topics. One of them has to do with extro and introversion and states of anxiety and how we kind of cope with these certain aspects of our life. And the following one will probably be, these may be intertwined, I'm not really sure which one's going to be first and second. However, there'll also be one on games that we're hoping for in relation to franchises for open world concepts. So if you want to send feedback for those, go ahead and send it to feedback@alteredgeek.com or on the various social media channels at Altered Geek or myself at SCP21. So without further ado, we're going to get into the episode talking about television. So in talking about TV, it's kind of nice to know what you're getting into. I subscribe to Renew Cancel TV newsletter just because I'm kind of curious what's going to be coming just fresh from the pipe on their site. And I kind of keep track of things. So some of the shows that I was kind of surprised, this one was particularly funny, Brooklyn Nine-Nine. I'm not one that watches this show. However, I thought it was interesting that as soon as it was canceled by Fox, NBC picked it up for season 6. Which just goes to show that they realized they could have had a hit on their hands and they didn't. And plus, I really don't know of any good shows that NBC has other than The Blacklist that I have watched, other than maybe Saturday Night Live or something. So yeah, it's kind of an interesting twist for them to do that. Of course, The Blacklist got renewed. SNL, of course, got renewed for 44th season, which is crazy. Lethal Weapon got renewed for a season 3, and I was a little surprised with the season finale. I'm like, okay, what are they going to do with this? And then the news came out that they were replacing the lead actor. And I was like, oh, really? And it kind of threw me for a loop. And I guess that Fox said it wasn't their choice to recast. Although the actor that plays Riggs, Clayne Crawford, apparently was not the greatest person on set. Not only in terms of safety of his being a director, but in terms of his disposition on set. And so Warner Brothers sent it from down on high, because we know how Warner Brothers likes to stick their nose in everything, which is why their film universe is so much of a mess, and why they have the turnover of directors and everything else. They sent this from up high to Fox saying to replace him. So they've replaced him with Stifler from American Pie or Sean William Scott. And I don't know what to think about that, but honestly, to see the actor change after 2 seasons of getting to know the personality and enjoy the dynamic between Riggs and Murtaugh, I'm not thrilled with the recasting. I would have been happier, not saying I'd be happy, but I would be happier if they had just killed off Riggs completely or sent him on his way to Texas and then just never had him come back or had him come back as a guest. The entire idea of recasting him just doesn't really sit well with me. And I think that's, it's not even the same difference as like recasting Rhodey from Iron Man to Iron Man 2. To me, this is a little bit worse because you've gotten used to the one actor. So if you're jumping in at season 3, you're going to be like, that's not Riggs. You know, I don't know. It just doesn't sit well with me, the whole thing. I get it. You know, you shouldn't reward behavior. But the same token, you can't expect a show... I mean, look at Two and a Half Men. They dragged it on without Charlie Sheen for an additional, like, 2 to 3 seasons. And it got progressively worse as it went on. I mean, they were pretty formulaic up until that point, but it got pretty bad towards the end of just how terrible the show was. So I see Lethal Weapon not really lasting past season 3, honestly. If it does, I'll be surprised, but usually my television radar is pretty on point. But yeah, I'm not excited about it by any means. And then they kind of talked Gotham doing a revamp for its next season and final season. Although they're pushing Gotham and the Orville season two of the Orville and season 5 of Gotham to 2019 releases, along with like possibly Star Trek Discovery. So I don't mind the show. It's gotten pretty decent. Although I hate the fact that they can't name Batman or the Joker or make the Joker look like the Joker. I guess they had to do the purple hair and make the character be different and kind of call him by his other name because they can't use it legally. Just like the entire Bat embargo with using Batman's name. In the CW universe. I mean, they finally name dropped Bruce Wayne this season in Arrow, but still... It's another one of those goofy WB things. So going back to some of the information, Last Man Standing. This has been one of those ones that's been kind of debatable on whether it's going to get picked up or not. ABC killed it off, didn't give it a 7th season despite having great ratings. Some attributed that to his political nature. Some of them attributed it to the fact that they were doing away with the multi-camera type of setup on ABC. Regardless, it had gotten shopped around. So they tried to get it picked up on, I think it was CMT or Country Music Television Channel. They tried to get it picked up on WGN. Which I didn't even know was still a thing. They finally got around, and Fox has revived the show for season 7. In the event they can get some of the actors back. Now, Nancy Travis, I believe, is on another show, and some of the other actresses. I know Hector Elizondo is on another show at the moment. It'll be interesting to get everybody back and bring the show back and kind of keep it going. That was a show I really enjoyed and didn't feel bad about watching in front of my family or anything. It was pretty clean for the most part. But yeah, I'm glad that it's coming back. There were a lot of other shows that got revived or renewed. Magnum PI is getting a reboot at CBS, not surprising. I'm kind of surprised iZombie got renewed for season 5, to be honest, because they've had such the large gaps between seasons that it's made it difficult to follow. I mean, granted, I don't watch it anymore. I've kind of cut off a lot of shows. But, yeah. Now, getting into the freshly canceled, this is what kind of throws me. They canceled Scorpion, which I thought was a pretty good hit on CBS as far as I knew. Like, I don't watch it, but I know a lot of people enjoyed it. Kevin Can Wait got canceled. I'm not surprised about that in the slightest. My wife and I, when we started watching season 2, the series had gotten way too lowbrow and stupid for season 2. They tried to pull, like, a King of Queens thing with it and almost made it worse than King of Queens, which is... hard to do, but because they brought back the actress that played his wife on King of Queens to be his business partner, and they had less of the family dynamic that I enjoyed from season 1, they killed off his wife for season 2, they had a lot of, the plot lines were very dumb in season 2, so I could very much see why it got canceled, and I wasn't surprised. I mean, they even had Adam Sandler guest starring on it occasionally. And Adam Sandler's wife actually was playing the wife of somebody else in the show, and it was kind of I don't know. The show really didn't get any better with season 2, which is interesting. Alex Inc., the first television show about a podcaster, got canceled by ABC. Now, it seems like a lot of these shows are getting canceled, and I'm a little sad about Alex Inc. Yes, it wasn't the greatest show or greatest written program, but I enjoyed the cast. They were all very likable. I enjoyed what they were doing with it. I enjoyed the fact that it was chronicling a podcaster who happens to be loosely based off of the owner of Gimlet Media, which is a huge podcasting company. And I think they just sold a second show to another television station as well. But I was kind of surprised to see Alex Inc. go by the wayside, which is kind of sad for the fact that it was about a podcaster, his family, and about being an entrepreneur. And they kind of name-dropped Shark Tank stuff in it. I don't know. I really enjoyed the show, and I'm kind of sad to see that it's not coming back. I've gotten to this point where I enjoy family shows, like where there's shows about a family. So like I've even gone back and watched the new Roseanne that's on Hulu. And I really enjoy that because it still pokes fun at things. It still plays with the humor from the original show, but it's updated. Same reason why I liked Fuller House and Girl Meets World. It was a revival with the original cast kind of playing into everything. I mean, they're even having a Murphy Brown revival, which I wasn't a fan of the original, but I may check out the new one just because it focuses on news media. But yeah, I don't know. I'm a little sad for some of the shows that are leaving, and I'm happy for some that are coming back, and mostly the ones that have to do with like family drama type stuff that's more in tune with real life than or a facsimile of it. But yeah, a lot of shows got canceled. You know, like Inhumans got canceled, and Law and Order: True Crime got canceled. It kind of makes me not really want to pick up any new shows for the most part. Because you really, television's in this weird state of flux right now, where shows may get canceled and you may not know why. And then there are shows that get renewed and you're wondering why. But it looks like, and this is since that report that I read anyway, that at least since, and I know I just listed it, but I opened up something that just popped up. But it says that iZombie actually did get canceled by the CW, which I wasn't really surprised. I was kind of surprised when I read the initial that it got renewed, because the show really wasn't getting any better. And although I liked the cast, they had these sporadic like off times, and then they would air at the weirdest times. In the spring and in summer, which they used to be in the fall. So I don't know. And then they're also killing off a couple of their other shows, like Crazy Ex-Girlfriend and Jane the Virgin, because, you know, they got to make room for, like, Sabrina and some of their other shows they're bringing on. Like Charms reboot. TV, I just don't know. I mean, like, even another sci-fi related program, The Expanse, after 3 seasons got canned before it could hit season 4. I've never seen it, but again, you know, I thought sci-fi was kind of back in with having Star Trek Discovery and The Orville and things of that nature. Metropolis got canceled. Again, not surprised. Because it was supposed to follow the story of Lois Lane and Lex Luthor and not have Superman, like, or Clark Kent or anything. Like, I don't know. I don't get it with a lot of the prequel series that they're having on like DC Comics property. Like, I would rather just them start at the beginning and kind of just keep going. But Yeah, so what are some shows that you guys are sad that got canceled in recent years, and some that you wish would get picked back up by another station or revived, or ones that you're like, how did this continue? Why did this continue? Kind of like Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., it's still continuing. but, you know, if something like Cash Cab can get renewed, you know, then it kind of makes you wonder on some of these things. Lost in Space obviously got renewed. But yeah, so I don't know. I'm kind of looking forward to seeing what you guys say in the comments area. This is kind of weird territory with television right now. And it's almost as volatile as movies in a sense, because there's so many of them out there. So many movies, so many television shows. And a lot of them are reboots anymore that are coming back. So it's getting to that point where I'm almost ready to sign off on certain TV things. However, that being said, DC is launching their new endeavor, the DC Universe membership platform. It's an unlimited access to exclusive original series. So like they're gonna have Titans. Will be exclusively on DC Universe's streaming, basically like their own version of like Hulu, Netflix type of thing. So they're going to have Titans on that exclusively, Doom Patrol on that exclusively, Swamp Thing, Young Justice Outsiders, which is season 3 of Young Justice, and then Harley Quinn are all going to be plenty represented on the new DC streaming app. And I'm kind of wondering where we're going to go from there. I'm wondering how many of the shows are going to actually go to TV after this. If they're going to try and sell their, you know, basically CBS All Access of DC programming. I think we could eventually see another Batman series come on, but it would be held exclusively by DC Universe. And this is just a prediction, but I could see them doing this with like a live-action Batman or Batman Beyond. Where they control it exclusively, that's run by them exclusively because they don't want any other company, even if they have their hands in it, like CW. I don't think they want anybody else's hands in it other than their own when it comes to Batman, which is really weird because they're okay with throwing Superman in a show, but Batman is like too difficult for them to get their hands on. It's a weird scenario. So, I don't know. I'm excited to see what they do with it, but I'm going to try it out when it comes out, see what's on it, see some of the shows. I may wait until multiple episodes of multiple shows are out because you only get a free trial once, and I plan on checking it out to see what they have, but it's going to be interesting to see how much of their library they pull from elsewhere. Now, if they started putting like the old DC Animated Universe, the DC Animated Films, some of their live action stuff, and they moved it off the other platforms and put it on DC Universe, I could see this thing going big. And developing new series that they may not necessarily have available currently. Like you could see, you know, a Martian Manhunter series, or you could see, you know, whether it's animated or not, a Green Lantern series. We have The Flash, we have Green Arrow. I don't see, after these shows run their course on the CW, I don't see them adding more to the lineup there. I see more of it hitting this DC Universe platform. And I think that's pretty much the future of everything coming out at this point. Because cable channels have had to revamp and change into this new platform or streaming platform style, so people can have it on the go, so that you have to sign up for their a la carte service. Which, it's funny because I was dying for an a la carte service back in the day. However, when I meant a la carte, I meant I would be willing to pay for cable if it was like $15 and I could get, you know, you know, basically a dollar a channel or get 12 channels and then get to choose which ones I want. And then now they kind of do that with local channels, or your base, ABC, NBC, CBS, CW, Fox, and then you get a few other stations. Now we're at the era where we've got DC Universe, we're gonna have a Disney Flix, we're gonna have Hulu, we're gonna have Netflix. You know, there's PureFlix, there's Amazon, just a multitude of other services. So it's getting this television landscape has transformed so much over the last several years. Yeah, and CBS All Access, another one I forgot about. But I mean, like, you get to watch like everything that they produced, and that's the fun part. It's just the paying the $10 a pop every time you want one of them. However, the only benefit of that is you get all of their programming, all of their stuff, and you got to consider nobody buys DVDs or DVD box sets for seasons anymore, or films for the most part. I mean, I buy the occasional Blu-ray depending on the film, like if it's Star Trek or something, like where you're going to see the difference. But otherwise, I don't really buy movies anymore, and so I just watch them on streaming. So, what do you guys think? Let me know in the comments area. So, until next time, Steve Megatron signing off, and get altered, get geeky with the Altered Geeks.